Beyond the Highland Mist by Karen Marie Mawning. Beltane, spring. You spotted snakes with double tongue, thorny hedgehogs be not seen, newts and blind worms do no wrong, come not near our fairy queen. Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Prologue. Scotland. 1st February, 1513. The fragrance of jasmine and sandalwood drifted through the rowan trees. Above dew-drenched branches, a lone gull ghosted a bank of mist and soared to kiss the dawn over the white sands of Morar. The turquoise tide shimmered in shades of mermaid tails against the alabaster shore. The elegant royal court of the Tuatha De Danann dappled the stretch of lush greenery. Pillowed chaises in brilliant scarlet and lemon adorned the grassy knoll, scattered in a half-moon about the outdoor dais.
"They say he's even more beautiful than you,"
the queen remarked to the man sprawled indolently at the foot of her dais. "Impossible!" His mocking laughter tinkled like cut crystal chimes on a fey wind.
"They say his manhood at half-mast would make a stallion envious."
The queen slanted a glance beneath half-lowered lids at her rapt courtiers.
"More likely a mouse," sneered the man at her feet.
Elegant fingers demonstrated a puny space of air, and titters sliced the mist.
"They say, at full mast, he steals a woman's mind from her body, claims her soul."